Times. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bitter cold and no electricity has forced many people in parts of the South to leave their homes and head for warming shelters like this person from Nashville, resident Lisa Patterson.
It's going down. It's getting so much colder tonight, and I would have used up all the firewood I had.
David Roth with National Weather Service says things won't be getting warm anytime soon.
In the mid-Atlantic, into portions of the upper Ohio Valley, in fact, Ohio, there's forecast lows, pretty much all negative. For Dulles Airport, it's zero. I think for Baltimore, Washington, it's four. But everywhere else is pretty much negative.
Numerous cold records could be set across parts of the South and Northeast. Meanwhile, Arctic air in conjunction with a snowpack will keep lows in the single digits for many of those impacted by the big winter storm over the weekend. At least 35 deaths have been blamed on the weather. The NTSB has been holding a day-long hearing that should make clear what caused a mid-air aircraft collision last year near Reagan National Airport. Board member Todd Inman says no one person was to blame.
There is no singular person to blame for this. These were systemic issues across multiple organizations.
A federal judge in Minnesota ordering the head of ICE to appear in court and explain why detainees have been denied due process. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The judge said the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants and ordered Todd Lyons, the acting director of ICE, to appear before him Friday to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt. The order comes a day after President Trump directed Border Czar Tom Homan to take over the immigration crackdown in Minnesota from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who's under fire for her response to two fatal shootings by ICE agents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Nations around the world are moving to keep children safe online. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes. This is SRN News. A private jet crashed while taking off from Bangor International Airport in Maine late Sunday night.
Herman Fire, Airguard Fire, Herman Fire, requested to Bangor International Airport for a report of a passenger aircraft.
And we get more details now on the ongoing investigation into that crash. Correspondent Julie Walker.
An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the private jet crashing and flipping over at Maine's Bangor International Airport soon after takeoff.
Aircraft upside down. We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
Officials say all six aboard died in that crash of the Bombardier Challenger 600 during Sunday's snowstorm around 7:45 p.m. The Bangor Airport was shut down after the crash. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.